Going back to last week, I guess we had part of the interview that Andrew Carter had done with Francis Garpalegia, Liberal MP out in the West Island, explaining, or at least trying to explain, starting off with an op-ed in the Gazette that day, and then the interview with Andrew, why he supported Bill, or supports Bill C-13, which is, of course, the updated revision to the Official Languages Act, the one that only Anthony Housefather voted against because he's worried about the implications for English-speaking Quebecers. But not Francis Garpalegia. Francis Garpalegia actually said that he believes this will encourage, this, I'm not making this up, encourage bilingualism, when in fact, unless I'm wrong here, and our next guest might explain if I am, what it does do is allow French speakers in any federally chartered business industry to actually speak French, but it does not offer a parallel inclusion for English-speaking people who work for those companies. So
it also might mention, bear mentioning here, that this is what Marc Garneau stepped down over.
Yeah.
This is why he resigned from his position and why we're having a by-election in NDG, because he thinks it is terribly bad for Anglophones in Quebec.
Andrew Cadell is president of the Task Force on Linguistic Policy. He's on the line right now. Andrew, thanks for being here.
Well, I feel like, you know, we really have to stop eating like this.
This is the only way we do eat, my friend. So let's get into this, because I want to, first of all, before we get into what you're doing here with respect to the lawsuit that's coming up, with respect to Francis Garpalegia and what he said, I'm sure you heard the interview, read the op-ed in the Gazette. What was your reaction to that?
Well, I have a huge respect for Francis Garpalegia and the work that he's done as a member of parliament, and the fact that he worked for Cliff Lincoln for years. And, he's a great constituency MP. I'm not even sure that he wrote that piece, because it had the air of the liberal policy shop that they might have decided that, well, somebody's got to put this out, and probably Francis is the best person to do it, because it reads kind of like a first year university paper. It really is not very exact, and it's, you know, when you think he's not a lawyer, and Anthony Housefather is a lawyer, so is Tom Mulcair, so is Eric Maldoff, you know, all the people, and our own lawyers, Michael Bergman, for example, have looked at Bill C-13 and said, no, this just won't wash. There are two key things that he said, and I think we have to take issue with those immediately. One is his contention that the preamble doesn't really matter. In the preamble, it says Quebec is a French-speaking nation, and New Brunswick is a French-speaking bilingual province, et cetera, et cetera. And he says that it doesn't matter that this is in the preamble. But he's not a lawyer, and there are issues where there have been cases where preambles did determine whether or not, you know, a law was accepted or not. So that's one thing. The second thing is it talks about, as you mentioned, Aaron, it talks a lot about the emphasis on the French language outside of Quebec, but also inside Quebec. And Jean-François Robert, who's the minister of the French language in Quebec, insisted, this was the deal that was made, that all of these strictures, all of the conditions that were in Bill C-13 would be exactly the same as in Bill 96. So it's a twinning of the bill in a way. So it doesn't provide greater flexibility of bilingualism, as Francis suggested. It actually narrows things so that if there's only one language in Quebec, and there's only one language minority in Canada, which is the French language minority, which could have a huge impact on the interpretation of Section 23, which deals with school boards.
Okay, we've talked about school boards in the past. We know some of the issues here, first with that bill, then Bill 40. What are you doing? Because I understand you're launching a lawsuit against Bill 96. How's that going to work?
Well, we have six plaintiffs, who all of whom are sort of David versus Goliath. They're individuals that have issues that you know, their lives are affected by Bill 96. And so, therefore, on Wednesday morning, we're going to the courthouse. We're going to lay out the cases. We're going to register the cases through Michael Bergman, who's our lawyer. And we'll have the plaintiffs there, and we'll be making some speeches on the steps of the courthouse to talk about why we're there, who we are as a community, and what we're going to do.
Okay, and then at the same time, tell us about the webinar happening the next day. If people want to find out more, that's the key.
The webinar is to expand on exactly that, to give people a little bit more detail, because as you might imagine, we're not going to spend an hour and a half on the steps of the courthouse. So the webinar will provide a lot more information and provide the details of what the cases are, and also how we intend to attack Bill 96, And if we have to, because it looks like it's going to be zipped through the Senate, given that the Senate committee is a bit overloaded with francophone au Québec, so we're more than likely going to have to challenge Bill C-13 as well.
All right, I want to go back to what you said. You have six plaintiffs. Can you give us an idea of what the are these all in one sort of basket? Are they all facing the same sort of situation, or are they all different cases?
They're all different cases. Like, we have a student whose grades could be affected. We have a new Canadian, new Quebecer, who may not be able to speak English with government officials. We have somebody who's not an historic Anglophone who will have that same problem. You know, we have a small business person who's going to be affected by the restrictions for businesses 25 to 49. You know, those sorts of people that are affected. And we have general individuals that are going to be affected as citizens because English is their mother tongue, and they may not be able to use it as easily with the government as they'd like to.
So if you could, since you pointed out this idea of the businesses 25 to 49 employees, I knew that because we were told that the party, I guess the CAC let us know that's what they plan to do, no longer 50 or more, but 25 to 49. Then this morning I hear there's actually a change coming up, Bill 96, a part of it that goes into effect on Thursday, on June 1st, that will basically ask companies of 5 to 49 employees to somehow prove that the people or their employees there are in fact, I guess you would say, competent in French and have the ability to speak it at work. Did you know anything about that?
No one knew anything about this. This was a regulation that has been thrown in, I think, at the last minute. It's extraordinary. When François Legault first ran, he said as a businessman, he wanted to eliminate red tape. He wanted to eliminate bureaucracy. And now what he's doing in this case is creating even more bureaucracy. And, you know, I mean, is each employer going to have to do an interview with each of the of his or her employees? It sort of goes back to the Bourassa days where you had five-year-olds being interviewed as to what their competence in French or English was. I mean, it's ludicrous. You imagine for an employer to have to bring in each employee and ask them what their capacity in French is. I'm right now near Saint-Jean-Port-Joli, where everybody speaks French, so they're obviously going to put down 100%. But when you get into communities in Montreal where this is going to be targeted, it'll be very difficult for employers to have to do their business and find out exactly how many employees how fluent they are, because it's a matter of if they can do their tasks correctly in the French language. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but what even is more infuriating about it is how it's been snuck through. How is it possible that this is about to go into effect and it's the first we're hearing of it?
Well, the problem is that regulations can be passed by orders in council and cabinet, and they sort of glom on, they get stuck on to the legislation that's already there. And goodness knows we may have more surprises.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm just reading here what it actually says. That starting Thursday, small Quebec companies must tell the government what proportion of their employees are, quote, not capable of communicating in French, unquote. I don't know how much vaguer you can be than what that says.
Also something about they have to be able to prove that they can do their actual task in the French language. I mean, like, how do you do that? Say, hey, bring a guy in and say, well, you're a bean counter, count me some beans, and you know, or you're a stitcher, tell me how many, you know, stitches you do and tell me how much French you speak. I don't know.
I'm going to read the rest. Is communicating in French, to your point, says this. Communicating in French, for example, means having the ability to understand work instructions, attend meetings, take part in training, write or share work documents, including memos, by the way, and serve customers in French. You would have to prove all that as an employer.
Well, I'm not sure whether the people at the second cup are going to be easy, going to find it easy to be reading all those documents and signing the documents. So,
it also doesn't say what happens if you don't comply.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, you can be sure that, you know, the Bill 96 has fines that start at $7,000 and go up to $80,000. So who knows?
Good times.
Wow.
This is exciting.
All right.
In all the worst ways.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Andrew, so this is Wednesday. That's when you're going to file your lawsuit. I guess we'll find out
That's
what reaction
correct.
Is going to be to that.
And in terms of the, you know, people can write the taskforce.ca. To contribute, and because obviously this is going to cost a lot of money. We've raised about $30,000 so far, and we're going to have to raise a lot more.
The taskforce.ca, is that where people can also find out about the webinar on June 1st?
Indeed, exactly,
okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
All right. Wish you luck, Andrew.
Thank you
so much.
Really appreciate it.
You bet.
Thank you.
Andrew Cadell, The Task Force on Linguistic Policy. That's the group. This is a group of concerned citizens working to defend the rights of Quebec's English-speaking community.